Right now, it is time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me listener limerick challenge. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play any of our games in the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, Peter.
Hey, who's this?
Jennifer.
Hey, Jennifer, how are you?
Good.
Well, all right, then.
Why do you ask?
We can be terse. You want to play?
I'm sorry, I'm just a little bit excited.
No, I understand. Where are you calling from, Jennifer?
Chicago.
And that's great. What do you do here in Chicago?
Answer phones.
Strange. That's what I do. What do the people who call you want?
They want doctor's appointments or physical therapy appointments.
Oh, I see. They're all just a bunch of whiners, aren't they?
No.
Well, welcome to our show, Jennifer. Now, you're going to play the Listener Limerick Challenge. That means that Carl Castle will perform for you. Read is not an adequate verb. Three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly on just two of them, you'll be a winner.
Great.
All right, here's your first limerick.
With joke drills and hilarity graph, I'm the clown on the Pentagon staff. The grim rank and file now roll in the aisles. I'm teaching the soldiers to...
laugh?
Yes! Retired Army Colonel James Scotty Scott knows that war is hell, but it's his goal to make the war on terror hilarious.
Okay.
He is the Pentagon's official laugh trainer. They have one. He uses the healing power of laughter to help soldiers and their families cope with the stress of having loved ones in combat. Among the techniques retired Army Colonel Scotty Scott uses to help soldiers relieve tension, the penguin exercise, where you waddle and flap your hands as if they were fins.
Now, is this going to be like the laugh clubs in Asia that they had before?
What are these?
The groups would get together and laugh just to
relieve
tension.
Oh, yeah, that. Yeah.
Really?
Yes,
yep.
It seemed a little forced.
Yeah.
Scotty often walks into the officers club with a duck in his head, by the way.
The penguin walk. That's what happens when you award comedy to the lowest bidder. I'm just saying. Very good, Jennifer. Here is your next limerick.
Hold off with your more beers and breeze. I like tasting the grape, if you please. Your rennet and curds make the tannins all blurred. Don't ruin my wine with your...
cheese.
Very good. Yuppies will be looking for a new appetizer now that a study at the University of California determined that cheese masks the flavors in a glass of wine, so you shouldn't actually have them together.
Ah.
Yeah. The hours of selfless scientific research. The researchers decided that if you're going to be eating cheese, you might as well serve them Boone's Farm because no one's going to know the difference. Being NPR, this story will lead all the newscasts for the next week. With moment-by-moment updates.
This just in.
This just in. Chardonnay is on the list.
Exactly.
All right, very good, Jennifer. Here is your last limerick.
In the fish tank, I'm seldom ignored. My size leaves all enemies floored. My tail fins like steel, and the girl fish all squeal. I'm the king when I brandish my...
sword?
Yes.
Ha!
Ha! Oh. Turns out, what do you know, size does matter, at least among swordtails. We don't mean swordfish, of course. Swordtails, common aquarium fish. According to a study in a journal that just came out, Animal Behavior, before fighting, two male swordtails will just swim up to each other. If you can picture this, they'll compare the size of their swords or tails.
Yeah, and usually we call that a stock brokerage around
yeah.
here.
Yeah. And the one with the smaller tail will more often than not just swim away.
And the really good thing, Peter, is before they did this study, the swordtails would lie about it.
You know, it just sounds like a meeting at work.
And then and some of them would offer excuses. They'd say, "Well, you know, I've been swimming."
Yeah.
The study also says, you expected this, female swordtails prefer males, not just with big swords, but big stripy swords.
Stripy?
Helpful hint, gentlemen in the audience. Researchers also determined that...
pay the extra $80 for the racing stripe.
Yeah.
That's why everything else being equal, a zebra is better than a horse. I don't see how a swordtail fish knows how long his own tail is. Can they always look at
him? They're all spinning around in circles.
The female swordtail lies to him all the time.
Right. They swim around.
Really, it's the biggest tail I've ever seen.
Oh, no.
They swim up to each other. They say, does this make my tail look short? Carl, how did Jennifer do in our quiz?
Jennifer can feel proud, Peter. She had 3 correct answers. Jennifer, you win our prize.
Very well done.
Got a whale of a tale to tell you lads, a whale of a tale or two, about the flapping fish and the girls I've loved on nights like this with the moon above. A whale of a tale, and it's all true, I swear by my tattoo.